Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. December the 23rd. No form nor comeliness.
Isaiah 53 verse 2 gives a prophetic description of Jesus' early years on earth. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. From youth to adulthood, Jesus grew up like a sturdy plant, upright and God-fearing in all his ways. This fact is also described in Luke 2, verse 40. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. At the same time, Jesus was a root out of dry ground. He came forth as God's messenger to Israel at a period of prolonged spiritual poverty. Israel hadn't received any prophetic revelation for nearly 300 years. This prophetic silence was broken only by John the Baptist, Jesus himself, who both proclaimed the coming of God's kingdom. Jesus had no special outward splendor that would reveal his true identity to people. They saw in him nothing more than the son of Joseph the carpenter. When Peter acknowledged him as the Messiah and Son of God, Jesus said that this revelation came not through Peter's natural senses, rather it was given to him by God the Father. The prophecy continues, "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we didn't esteem him." Jesus didn't seek the favour of the wealthy. Instead, he devoted himself tirelessly to helping the poor and the suffering. He faced pain and disease, eventually taking upon himself the pain and disease of the whole human race. Hanging on the cross in shame and agony, he became like one from whom men hide their face.
Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you are calling me to leave this world behind. I proclaim that although Jesus was despised and rejected by men, I receive him and esteem him as Messiah, the Son of God. I shall go forth to him outside the camp. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.